Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, folks. Okay, Sarah, we have a big one this week, and I know it's a topic that gets both our shackles up. We are seeing the banks are being exposed at long last.
Yes, they are. They've just realized that some autistic crypto startup with $20 million in T-bills and a React front end is about to nuke the entire $17 trillion U.S. deposit base by offering 4.9% yield on a stablecoin, while JP Morgan gives you 0.01% and a debit card that expires in 2 years.
But that's not fair, says every bank lobbyist ever. The banking system, this Godzilla made of soy, duct tape, and 11,000 physical branches, is whining to Congress like a 7-year-old. This isn't fair. If people can earn yield on dollars outside the bank, they might leave the bank.
No shit. That's the point. You unscrupulously locked everyone into a zero-yield Ponzi for decades while printing trillions, and now you're shocked people want out? What's next? Are you gonna sue water for being wet?
This is a regulatory street fight between code and bureaucracy, between global liquidity that settles in 5 seconds and the rotting husk of Bretton Woods wearing a suit of FDIC pamphlets. And guess what? Now the White House is hosting peace talks.
Yes, it is.
Trump's team just invited Circle and Coinbase to sit down with Jamie Dimon et al. And tell him that the future of dollars may not involve Jamie Dimon. Can you imagine the mood in that meeting?
Hi, Jamie. Meet Brian from Coinbase. He tokenizes T-bills with 6 engineers and a Discord server. He's taking 3% of your depositors and none of your regulatory costs. Thoughts?
The reality is that every time one of these banks says we're concerned about financial stability, what they mean is, please don't let these crypto goblins disrupt our ability to harvest yield off the lower middle class with 18% credit cards and 0% checking accounts.
They want protection rackets to continue being codified into law, like you can't offer yield on stablecoins unless you're a licensed bank.
In other words, they're saying, we missed the boat, so let's blow up the dock.
The banks can't compete on how they are currently set up.
That's for sure. Okay, let's model it for the ordinary person. The bank, 11,000 branches, 75,000 tellers, legacy core systems, checks and carrier pigeons from 1982, and the CFO who thinks Solana is a fish. Meanwhile, we now have Circle and Tether, 25 people, 100% T-bill backing, 24/7 redemptions, full transparency, yield streamed on-chain like a feed on Netflix, turbocharged with Discord.
Now let's make this brutally simple. Who wins? The guys with marble lobbies or the protocol that turns dollars into yield-bearing assets for its customers?
Clearly, the banks are playing defense against stablecoin yield. But what happens when it clicks that stablecoins are just a transition vector to full monetary exit? What happens when people use stablecoins to bootstrap into Bitcoin treasuries with self-custody?
You go from 5% yield off Circle's T-bill stack to 30% CAGR in purchasing power in a bearer asset that can't be diluted and lives outside the IMF WEF death loop.
That's endgame stuff, and we're way ahead of it if you decided to stack physical gold and Bitcoin this past decade.
The banks are scared of USDC plus USDT plus realization by the people they kept dumbed down for years. Soon they will know all about how much yield the banks have withheld from their savings.
When Joe Sixpack is creating fair yields and farming STRC dividends from their pension into self-regulated, self-sovereign Bitcoin, the game shifts.
We're replacing the entire fiat architecture with a monetary black hole. Now all eyes are on the financial industrial complex to see how far they dare move and how fast. We all know the system needs to eradicate this bureaucratic bug and replace it with a truly fair feature. The technology to do this is already here. Is the desire of the bosses, banks, and governments?
In the meantime, of course, we already know how to be our own bank at DBM. Stack those sats and become your own treasury while these discussions shine a light on the real issue of broken money. Fast track this with education and skills in your life at the DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series. See the show notes and see you next time.